listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Senate Democrats are defending the White House request for $60 billion in Sandy aid. The package also includes hundreds of millions of dollars for non-storm-related items. WNYC's Colby Hamilton takes a look at what's in the bill and who would benefit from the additions.
The Sandy aid package has been criticized by Senate Republicans and conservative groups for what they say is wasteful spending. They point to items like $2 million for repairs to the roof of the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., and $25 million for farm and ranch land repairs. There's also a proposed $150 million in aid for fishery disasters, none of which are Sandy-related. But Democratic Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts says this fish money is anything but pork. He says not including it is a deal-breaker.
I just say point blank, this legislation is not going to pass without the inclusion of this fishery money. Point blank and period.
The bill has bipartisan support, but across the board, it's the Democrats who are doing the defending. Most non-Sandy funds are added by members of the Senate. Aides say these kinds of supplemental packages offer a narrow opportunity to squeeze in other emergency requests. Craig Jennings of the nonprofit group OMB Watch says that is the problem with these sorts of bills.
Things are just not getting funded. And so this is seen as, well, this is the only train leaving the station, so I better get my thing on here.
That's partly because specific earmarks are no longer allowed. Take the $25 million for farm and ranch land repairs. It's an outstanding request that is not related to Sandy, but according to a Senate aide with knowledge of the process, this may be its best chance to get funded. The Senate is expected to vote on the bill on Friday. For WNYC, I'm Colby Hamilton.